You're listening to Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And Barb is not in the studio today, but the voice behind America's Family Coaches, Jen Hansacker, is joining me. Jen, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me today. I'm excited about our topic.
Well, I am too. And with this new resource, Guard Your Heart Men's Edition, Barb and I just decided, Jen, we just want to address some of these messages that God planted in my heart years ago to speak into the chest of men to help them win the race of being the godly man that God designed them to become.
And I am so excited to be here today and be able to just pick your brain, because so many times when I read resources that you and Barb have written or I hear you speak, I always have questions. I always want to know more, like, you know, what made you go in this direction, or why are men like this, or why are women like that, or why do we fight about the same thing in our marriage? All of those kind of things. So I'm really excited to be here today and be able to ask you some of my questions after reviewing this men's edition.
Well, I tell you, this has just come out in ebook form, and it's also in print form. We'll tell you more about that at the end of the program. But today we're going to tackle the topic of passivity.
Oh, this is, you know what? When I looked at the table of contents of this book, I was immediately drawn to the chapter on passivity and the one on control.
So maybe we'll do that one next.
I hope so. So very good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there used to be an organization called the Pony Express. And imagine this poster. We've all seen it in movies. Pony Express, St. Joseph, Missouri to California in 10 days or less. Wanted, young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over 18, must be expert riders, willing to risk death daily. Orphans preferred. Wages $25 per week. Apply Pony Express Stables, St. Joseph, Missouri. Now, that's back when men were men, women were women, and horses were horses, Jen. Yeah, and in those days, you know, it's amazing. A couple of years ago, I was speaking at the Camp Kanakuk Institute. So these are all students that have graduated from college. They spend a year then, and there's about 75 or 100 of them. And I went down to speak on relationships, and a couple of the young women, so they were 22, 23, came up to me afterwards and said, "What has happened to relationships? And why do men not initiate?" So I just put out a little bit of an offer. I said, "All right, any gals that want to have breakfast with me tomorrow morning, I'll meet you at the local cafe, you know, at 7 o'clock before I drive out of town." And almost all of them showed up. And so that was a big bill for breakfast. But I sat around with these women, and I think the resounding theme was the passivity of young men in this culture. Why are men not stepping up? And it's not new to our culture, but it seems to be exacerbated as men have lost that sense of role, as the culture has lied to us and said, you know, men and women are not only equal, because we clearly are equal, but there are not distinctive roles, and that men are not initiators and women are not responders. And a lot of people have bought that lie, Jen. And so one of the things that I did in Guard Your Heart in looking at the different areas where there is risk and attack is to talk about how we've gone from the Pony Express to the couch. And, you know, now we don't even want to get up and change a channel. You know, we just want to use a clicker. But our kids need us. Our spouses need us. And men need to be men and step up and assume the role of servant leaders in their families.
Well, there's really two things that I have questions about. Yeah. One is, I would love to hear you speak a little bit more about why.
Yeah.
This passivity, what yeah. causes it in men. And I also want to hear, as a woman, what is not the thing to do when you yeah. have a husband who is passive?
Yeah, and those are both tough issues. You know, the first thing is, it seems to take over many times with men because of their response to their wife. So a guy will either be insecure, a guy will feel inadequate, a guy will feel like she's a better leader. And by the way, she may be a better leader. You know, Barb and I are working since 2006 with military families, and so we have been around incredible women, and they can do it all. And a lot of non-military wives can do it all. Military wives have to do it when their soldier husband, and there are a lot of soldier wives, but when their soldier husband is deployed. So it's not that you can't do it, but it's within the relationship of a marriage. If a man steps back because of a reaction to his wife, many times it's because she is either exercising independence rather than interdependence. She grew up in a family where a dad didn't serve and didn't lead. And so she became insecure in her youth and made the conclusion, either consciously or under the surface, that, you know what, I'm never going to let a man, where she may confuse it, control me rather than lead me and serve me. She may just have a dominant personality. She may feel that the husband's not going to make a decision, so she's got to step into the gap and make the decision. And so there's a lot of reasons that a man will respond and step away. But much of it, I think, is that he has got a misguided sense of the masculinity that God has placed into his chest to get up and not get on a horse and ride from St. Joe to California as an orphan and likely risk death daily. But you know what? We need to step up and assume the leadership role that God gave to us.
So if you are a husband who, I guess, has some of these issues with passivity, how do you break that, especially if you have a wife who is very controlling and is in that role of that leader and controller in the family? How do you balance that out?
Well, I think part of it is putting it into the light and doing that in love, doing that in grace. Because a lot of us as men have to realize that our wife steps into that because there's a gap. I remember when I and all of our listeners have heard me talk about being left out of the family picture when I was in grad school. Well, Barb was leading effectively. I was being passive because I was consumed with my doctoral research and my job. I wasn't there to lead. So Barb, and she did a great job. But the problem is it's not her job. But I abdicated the role, so she stepped in. And so I think one of the ways to break it is men need to realize and they need to bring it into light with love and grace and encouragement and honesty and be willing not to be a short-distance runner. And I write about that in the Guard Your Heart Men's Edition, but to know that a marriage and a family and a lifetime is a lifelong marathon. And so if a guy goes to a PK, a Promise Keepers, or reads my book or, you know, and gets this insight and says, okay, I'm stepping in, or a guy comes back from Afghanistan and goes, okay, I'm stepping in and taking charge, that's all wrong. What we do is we incrementally, step by step, with vector changes, exponentially begin to see the growth by stepping in and giving assurance to our spouse that we're going to be there. And when our wife feels secure and confident and trustworthy, you know, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, love always trusts. Well, we all want to be trusted, but we're not all trustworthy. So when a guy is stepping back into the role, Jen, I think what a man needs to do is to be willing, and he's got not to be perfect. We all mess stuff up. But to be willing to step in with a sense of consistency, let his wife know that he's endeavoring to do that. She needs to reinforce it and affirm him and bless him, and then let him assume the role that God's called him to.
That is such great coaching, Gary. And as you were saying those things, I was also wondering about, you know, the wife who says she wants her husband to lead and to be more in control of things.
Huge issue.
But then when the time comes, she has trouble letting that happen.
And that might be what we want to cover in the next segment of dealing with this issue of passivity, because it really is. There's a dance to it, Jen. And I think we'll uncover that next time with this whole topic of helping men and women, husbands and wives, become alert to what are the risks, what are the attacks. See, sometimes the attacks on the life of a man, on his heart, are frontal attacks. They just come barreling through the front door. This passivity is not. It's more of a insecurity. It's something that's going on underneath the surface. It's more subtle. It erodes at the chest of a man. And when a man begins to give up and just says, you know what, my wife can do it better, I'm going to let her do it, I'm going to step back, go where I'm affirmed, which many times is at work, and begin to unplug, there is long-term implication for that family. And so maybe next time we can unpack a wife's response and what's going on in the heart of a precious wife who wants it, who desires it. And I go all the way back to those young women down in Branson, Missouri, that I had breakfast with. Every one of them desired to have healthy relationships. They just didn't know how, and they didn't know how to unpack this issue with the man that was coming into their life. Let's go to Barb with some information on this new resource.
That's just one of the topics that Gary's written about in Guard Your Heart Men's Edition. Every man listening needs to get a copy of this book, or if you have a man in your life that you love, it'd make a great gift. Go to americasfamilycoaches.com, where you can find this book on Kindle, iPad, and Android tablet. And for those of us that like the tactile feel, get it in print edition.